Hey folks, Todd Cochran here. Just got back from CES. I know you're about ready to enjoy one of the interviews we did, but I think it's really important that you know that this show, my show, Geek News Central, is sponsored by GoDaddy.com. I want you to save a lot of money on GoDaddy products and services. All you got to do is come over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. There'll be a plethora of codes there for you to check out to save money at GoDaddy. Thanks, GoDaddy, for being a sponsor of Geek News Central. On to the CES 2015 coverage. Engineer on his badge, and I love talking to engineers because they know and love their products. So, Julian, what have you guys got going on?
So, we've developed a fuel cell product that will provide power to consumer electronics devices. So,
excellent.
As you've seen around the show, there's many battery extenders and battery packs. So the difference with our product is it will produce electricity on demand, which is different to batteries being that they store electricity. So the benefit of that is that you don't need access to the grid. So you're completely free from the grid. You don't need to recharge it. It works by having hydrogen as a fuel, which is in the cartridge.
Now we're going. Annie McCaskey, if you're watching, you just sat up in your chair. We got a
Todd's clearing the belt. It's clearing the table here. Go ahead.
Okay.
So it's a hydrogen fuel cell.
So it's a hydrogen fuel cell, which is in this part. So you combine oxygen from the air with hydrogen from the cartridge. A chemical reaction will take place that will produce electricity on demand and a byproduct of a small amount of water vapor.
Whoa.
The cartridge is connected like that.
Yep.
And obviously you can connect any USB device into there, turn it on, and away you go.
And you're good.
Does it make any noise, or is it mostly silent?
There's a very slight background noise of fans. You can't really hear that as ambient background noise.
Okay.
With future developed products, we'll have no noise, but this is our first generation.
That's incredible.
I got to get my camera on and take a picture right here. I never do this in the studio. So the question, is this a prototype or is this a working model?
No, this is working. This is on sale in the UK as we speak.
Holy cow. So this I've never seen. No one is doing this, right? For doing portable recharging.
No, very few. Yeah.
So it's available in the UK now. What about the US availability?
So we launched prior to Christmas through Apple stores and online, our own online store. We will then roll out into the remainder of Europe, and then we'll come into the US and obviously into other territories.
So just so I'm clear, is there any type of, in order to start the process, do you require a certain base amount of energy to start the?
There is a small battery on there for the controls. So as soon as you turn this on, there is a small battery in there that will then make the system run, and obviously the fuel cell will then start powering devices.
So are you going to then resell the fuel cells, or do you just?
So on the fuel side, this is good for around 5 full charges of a smartphone.
Okay.
Obviously, all smartphones are different, right. So that's an average. When this then is empty, you then have this refilled for a small charge, and then you can continue to use the device.
And where would you get that refilled?
So the idea is to make this convenient. So
right.
It will be in places that you would typically visit once or twice a month, gas stations, convenience stores, those type of outlets.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here. With
I know.
My
I
jaw.
I can see the way you're sitting
my
forward,
My jaw
Todd.
Is, I can almost tell you right now, we give some awards every year to companies. I mean, you're like, wow, this is really awesome.
This is, I'd say this is probably going to get some recognition. From us, at least.
I'm dumbfounded.
I think it's exciting.
It is exciting. So what is this going to retail for?
So right now in the UK, this retails for £149.99.
Okay, so that would be
$199 or $249?
So, yeah, $199.
Yeah. So you know what? I can see this, how this – if you are going somewhere as an adventurer, you're going up – into the mountains, you're going. I mean, there are so many utilizations for this. It's just off the hook, and you could have more than one. You could go. You know, it'd be easier to backpack these in.
Yeah. That's correct. So this will last you around a week.
Right.
So if you're going to be off-grid for a number of weeks, then obviously you have a number of cartridges.
And for those of you out there that are preppers, this is another thing that...
I'm a paramedic and a firefighter, and thinking about the disaster implications,
yep.
First responders that come in as disaster aid, one of the things they talk about is bring extra batteries for your mobile devices, because when you're living in that tent helping support a community after a hurricane or something,
right.
You will not have power for several days.
Right.
This alleviates that problem for you and probably some of your tent mates.
Right. So let's talk just a little bit about safety on this. I can feel this is very heavy. So that to me, there's definitely, you've got some protection into this storage, yeah?
Right. So the storage technology in here is a metal hydride. So there's a nanoparticle technology or a powder that will hold or store the hydrogen molecule, which means that it's not at full pressure. So this is safe for air travel and it's safe for any other use.
Okay, great. So you're not carrying compressed gas with you?
Not high pressure gas.
Not high pressure hydrogen
when this
gas.
When this is operating, does this get warm at all?
There's a very small amount of heat.
Very small amount of heat.
That comes through that.
Probably no more than a normal, or less than a normal battery would charge, yeah.
And then what, do you get 2.1 amps, or do you get an amp, or how much?
Currently, this is an amp.
It's an amp.
Yeah. And obviously, this is our first generation technology. We're working on products more powerful, smaller, lighter, cheaper, the usual consumer electronics glide path.
Yeah. Did you guys get an innovation award or anything for this?
We did.
I was going to say, how could you not?
So for this year at CES, we're an award honoree for the portable power category. Yep.
Excellent. Excellent. We might be an award honoree for something else from our standpoint,
this
too.
This is awesome.
Yeah. If you don't get them, I will.
All I can say is bravo.
So where can people find this?
Yeah.
So right now in the UK, as I say, you can buy this through all of the Apple stores in the UK and online on our online retail website. And we are obviously talking to and we'll be working with other partners and retail outlets.
Here in the US.
All right. So I know that those of you who are watching are just like chomping at the bit. So here it is. It's Intelligent Energy. You can find them on Facebook at facebook.com/IntelEnergy. They are at beupp.com is the place to go. I can't wait for this to come to the U.S. I really can, and I'm really excited about where this is headed.
I know what I'll be finding in your bag in a year or so.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This kind of stuff is – this is why I love – and when he came up with engineer badge on, I'm like, this is going to be – you know it's going to be good.
Yeah. Well, we're both sitting here with our chargers and our batteries.
Yeah, you know.
And that'll have to get plugged back in tonight.
Yep. So congratulations to your team. Tell them you wowed me. You really did.
Thank you very much.
Excellent
Thank
job.
You.
Thank you so much for being on.
Appreciate it, Julian.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to meet you, too.
Thanks
a lot.
All right.
Wow.
That's just awesome. I'm
dumbfounded.
I saw the look on your face when you realized what you had. We knew it was good, folks, when he put the iPad away.
Holy cow. So it's awesome.
Well done.
Awesome.
we're watching him walk away, so you have to watch us there, folks.
Wow.
Excellent. Well done.